This audio installment is one in a series of recordings designed to offer some insight into various operational aspects of the Illinois High School Association. This recording is not intended to serve as an official interpretation or explanation of any specific IHSA bylaw or policy. Member schools with additional questions should contact the IHSA office. Other individuals are encouraged to contact their local high school with any question before reaching out to the IHSA. The IHSA hopes you enjoy this recording. Like any good organization that has stood the test of time by adjusting procedures and rules to mirror the changing mores in society, the IHSA membership created a summer participation rule in the latter part of the 20th century to create an opportunity for student athletes and their coaches to work in a structured manner. The rule that allows this organized summer contact is IHSA Bylaw 3.150, and is called Special Provisions for Summer Participation. At its core, this bylaw establishes a few fundamental principles that all schools must follow. First, in its preamble, the bylaw clearly stipulates that summer participation must be voluntary and in no way a prerequisite for membership on a high school team. In other words, high school teams cannot use summer participation as a criterion for determining who does and who doesn't make the high school team during the school year. Second, summer contact has a defined ending date that all schools must follow. Currently, that date is Sunday of week 5 in the IHSA standardized calendar. While that date fluctuates yearly with the calendar, it generally falls around August 1st. Summer contact can begin at a member school either after the previous school year has ended or on a prescribed date in early June, depending upon which date occurs first for a school. Having a date in June when summer contact can begin at schools that are in session until mid or the latter part of June allows those schools a larger window to have summer contact and not make the contact so packed into a shorter amount of time. Third, students and coaches are limited to 25 days of contact in the summer for a given sport. A day of contact is any day on which instruction in the skill of the sport occurs. So if a day occurs when a high school coach coaches one player from his or her school, that day counts as a contact day for both the coach and the student. A best practice for all IHSA schools is to have coaches submit a preliminary summer schedule to their administration before the summer contact period begins, keep records of contact of all coaches have with students, and a record of who the students are during the summer, and submit a final end of the summer calendar once the summer contact period has ended. Coaches who work with non-school programs like travel or AAU teams in the summer and have players from their school on those teams must count those as contact days for themselves and the students when the non-school program practices or plays in the summer. Additionally, following a recommendation from the IHSA Sports Medicine Advisory Committee, all high school football teams in Illinois are required to follow an acclimatization period in building up to the wearing of the maximum amount of equipment in the summer, which is helmets and shoulder pads. During the summer, football teams are not allowed to wear full pads and not allowed to participate in any full contact drill or activity. The summer contact rule has been a good one for the association over the past generation. Current discussion on the bylaw among some administrators and coaches centers on the idea whether or not the allowance of 25 days of contact in the sport is too many, and if the amount of contact should be scaled back so students can have more time to be young people and enjoy the summer. It'll be interesting to monitor how this rule evolves over the next decade.